looking at the future. Until you've tasted it, what do you really know?
And then, of course, it's too late.
But it's not too late to catch the Synthetic Zen Show with Dr. Z right here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio. Broadcasting to you live from downtown Spokane, Washington, right here in the community building on 35 West Main. It is Sunday, May 4th, 45 degrees outside. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the format of my show, I generally start out with a beat and get mellower and mellower as the show progresses. Tonight's show might be a little mellower, a little sooner than usual, but we'll start out with a beat anyway. We have a mix here. Paul Oakenfield and others put this together. It's a combination of Lost Witness and Song to the Siren, Did I Dream, all put together as a perfecto mix. After that, we'll have some Cocteau Twins, Dead Can Dance, Pink Floyd, Vangelis, Lisa Gerrard, Love is Colder Than Death, and much, much more. Also, I'm going to be doing quite a bit of Native American music throughout the show tonight as well. Different mixes on that. So hope you'll enjoy it. Meanwhile, get into the quick headlines of the Tech Talk with Hawk segment. Just headlines. And just give a few rundown for a few minutes of headlines related to technology and how they affect our privacy, security, and civil rights. And then on Fridays from noon to 1, I go into a lot more detail with full editorial opinion and conversation related to some of these topics and others. And you can also always download the podcasts of previous shows at techtalkhawk.com. And of course, listen online live here at kyrs.org. Speaking of listening online, there's been a new ruling related to webcasting, web broadcasting. And basically, the RIAA wants to change the rates related to webcasting to basically make it so that it'll put most internet radio stations out of business by making the costs of broadcasting much higher than the revenues that are possible. This is from, let's see, and that's the U.S. Copyright Office has recently, I've been finding a whole bunch of notices about this. So the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board rejects webcasters, embraces Sound Exchange. Sound Exchange is the RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America division. And they are going to jack up the rates each year significantly. As of 2006, it was only 0.0008 cents to stream one song to one listener. Starting 2007, it becomes 1.1 cents. Then 1.4, 1.8, 1.9 just keeps going up year after year very, very quickly. That's a very large jump if you consider a lot of people connecting at once just to have one song streamed. So yet again, the RIAA is making it very difficult for people. So that basically it also means that even the tiniest sites, such as ourselves, owe a minimum of $500 per channel per year. So we'll have to see how this affects KYRS's webcasting. We'll have to look into that further, but that's some news that just came out today. And the analysis from several sites, one of them's Wired News and some others, seem to indicate that it's going to make internet webcasting of music pretty much unaffordable for anybody, except for the biggest and the largest of the media companies. Which is really unfortunate. But, so that's some little information there about what the Recording Industry Association of America is continuing to be up to. This Friday, I'm planning to do a full one-hour show on the history of the battle with both the Recording Industry Association and the Movie Industry Association of America, MPAA and RIAA, and what they've been doing to the average citizen in controlling and taking away the freedom of choice and expression, both on the artist side and on the listeners and viewers side. So that'll be on Friday, noon to 1. Some other information, John C. Dvorak from PC Magazine has an article. There is mounting evidence that the cellular service companies are going to do whatever they can to kill Wi-Fi. That's the, you know, wireless internet access that a lot of people have at their homes. Or if you go to a coffee shop, you're able to get on there through Wi-Fi, through your laptop or your handheld. And it's generally free. Some people pay for T-Mobile service and such, but for the most part, Wi-Fi is a free way to get on the internet for others that want to share it. And so they're going to do whatever they can to kill Wi-Fi. After all, still continuing the quote here, it is a huge long-term threat to the cellular companies. We've seen that the route to success in America today is via public gullibility and general ignorance, and these cell phone service companies are no dummies and are counting on the American citizens to be completely unaware. So just keep that in mind, what's going on out there, and we may not see free Wi-Fi much longer. There are efforts to try to push bills through to try to make anybody who has an open Wi-Fi connection liable for any computer criminal acts that happen on that, and that's been pushed by the Recording Industry and Motion Picture Association because it's been making it very difficult for them to catch people who are file sharing because they're using other people's networks. And the courts have been saying, too bad, you know, you're going to have to find another way because this person had an open network. And so they're trying to get a ruling passed through Congress and such to make people liable for having open Wi-Fi networks. So something to be aware of there. Let's see what else here. We have something related to Dell censoring input, but doesn't go into, that's not very useful information there. Let's see, that's a little too techy, I guess, for for tonight. Worms return underscores need to keep security up to date. An old worm made headlines again this week, and this is from eweek.com. Made headlines again this week when it infected servers at the Turner Broadcasting Systems Network, highlighting the need for IT professionals to ensure their security features are current. The worm, known as W32/Delbot-N or W32.Rinbot.L, takes advantage of a vulnerability in Symantec's Norton antivirus and security software that was previously addressed by the company in May 2006. It spreads through email, scans the network for vulnerabilities and weak passwords, and installs itself in the registry and exploits the system. TBC, Turner Broadcasting System, was a division of Time Warner and parent of CNN and CNN Money. Symantec was urging all its customers to patch their systems if they have not done so already. Despite the press the worm had gotten in recent days, security experts consider the threat the worm poses to actually be minimal, in part because the fix for vulnerability has been available for some time. But TBC and others didn't have their systems up to date, so that's a little bit of a chuckle there. So, you know, sometimes it feels like only little guys are getting picked on, but nope. Big guys get picked on by the worms just as equally. They don't, the worms and viruses don't really differentiate between if you're a home user or a corporate user. If you're not keeping yourself up to date and protected, then you're going to have problems, no matter who you are. And let's see, there's also some information about at this year's Black Hat Federal Conference. Woman Joanna Rutkowska demonstrated how she could hack at the hardware level from RAM. So what the argument has been is that you need to have hardware level security, not just software level security. And so they've been starting, AMD and Intel and others have been starting to put changes to their processors and such in the hopes of trying to increase security, supposedly. And she's demonstrated how it doesn't matter if the way the architecture is designed is still vulnerable, then it's still vulnerable, especially how memory is being addressed. OpenBSD, which is a free operating system, has addressed that by making RAM addressing much more complicated than any other operating system has, and makes it a lot safer. But for any Windows-based system or a lot of other OSs on an x86 platform, this is an issue. So that's it for the headlines for today. And again, Friday I'll be covering noon to one, the Recording Industry and Motion Pictures Association of America, and current update of where they're at in their battle on the average citizen and all artists out there. That'll be Friday, noon to one, right here on KYRS.